Did you have a job in the past where you made an easy six figures and you found it very easy and you had no trouble accepting that level of income? But when it comes to your business, there's all these weird blocks going on and you just can't seem to get there and you feel really quite weird about it. What is going on with that? That's what I'd like to talk to you about today, because it happens a lot. And so what it means is that if you've come from maybe a corporate career where you effortlessly made six figures plus, you step into business thinking it'll just be the same. And then when the business doesn't take off and you're not earning that level of income in your business, you think there's something wrong with your business and you think there's something wrong with you because you've earned that amount of money in the past. And so what's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal, and that's what I want you to become very, very aware of. It's a very big deal, and it's a totally different thing making six figures, multiple six figures in your business versus earning six figures and multiple six figures in a career where somebody else is paying the wages. And it comes down to just a couple of things, so let's talk about those. The first one is that when you're in a job, there's somebody else deciding what that's worth. There's someone else who sets that number down as this is the value of your contribution to the company, and they decide. And, you know, we all know that women suck at negotiating price rises and pay increases and all those sorts of things. And that's why they also suck at negotiating price rises or setting price rises in their business, because there it's totally up to you. In a company where you're the employee, your employer will set your wage and your salary, and you will sit down maybe for your annual review, and you know, you may get better at negotiating a pay rise, but largely most women will avoid it. And that reason why they avoid that and they feel uncomfortable about it is the same reason why they struggle to earn that amount of money in their business, because no one has even set that first number for them. No one sets that number. You have to set that number. You have to decide what you're worth. You have to decide what your service is worth, and you set your value, and you have to negotiate your own price rises and decide that your service is now worth even more. So that's a really big deal. And it comes down to, you know, all sorts of things around worthiness and feeling deserving and all those very deep-seated unconscious belief systems. And that's why it's not the same thing. And that's why it feels so much harder. And another thing that is a huge block for women in business is that when they were in the corporate career, they were being paid by the corporation, the big company usually, you know, some faceless organization, or at least a big enough business that could afford to pay them a six-figure plus salary. So it's like, well, they're making great money. They can afford to pay me that. I'm good with accepting that money. But when you go into a service-based business, particularly one that's service-based and where you're helping people, and especially if you're helping people with things like personal development or healing or anything like that, then you're coming from a place of true service and wanting to help and wanting to help lift others up. And so then needing to charge those people what you know you're worth and what you know your service is worth brings that whole other element of, oh, but I'm charging it to the little person. I'm charging it to the single mum, or I'm charging it to the divorcee, or I'm charging it to this woman who's just told me that, you know, things are a little bit tight right now. And you have to do that over and over and over again. So that can become a big money block where you worry about the impact that paying for your service has on somebody else's life. It's not just some big company or corporation that you don't have any emotional attachment to. It is a real person who you care about. And, you know, in some instances, they're telling you that they're experiencing some level of discomfort or stress or maybe even hardship. And your service is part of how they hope to get past that and out of it. But you have to charge them for it. And so six figures in a job versus six figures in a business, especially a service-based business, especially for a woman, are not at all the same thing. And you really need to make sure you do the deeper work very, very committedly and very, I was going to say aggressively, but I mean with tenacity, right? You really need to stick with it so that you can totally own that number that you're charging to each and every customer, and that number of what it is you're bringing home and into your life through this business that you've created. And I think another time it might be really cool to talk about the deeper stuff within that. But for now, let's leave it at that. And I encourage you to go away and do some journaling on this. This is a really good one for you to write some reflections down about. And of course, don't forget to grab my free training, to which the link is in the description. And until I see you next, keep on embracing your beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye-bye.